It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
And sometimes a mistake that you made years ago can actually come back and haunt you.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah.
For sure.
Brooke calls it the entire promo team. But one of our listeners, Eric, sent us an email. He says he messed up bad a few years back during Halloween season.
Oh.
And now he's going to be forced to confront it again today.
What? Did he do a promo event with Brooke?
Yeah, Eric, were you on the promo team?
Hey, guys.
Oh,
hey,
you get
Eric.
Hey, Eric.
He's not responding.
Ew, that worked on him?
Yikes.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
All right. I'm kidding.
Well, Eric, thanks for emailing the show. Tell us what's going on in your life right now. Why did you need our help today?
Basically, it's a family situation, something that happened a few years ago at Halloween.
Okay.
I just want to go on the record. I am not proud of this moment.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So I'm visiting family a few Halloweens ago. And so me, my sister, and her boyfriend, we decided to do one of those haunted farm rides. Have you ever been on them?
I haven't done a ride.
Oh, I've heard of those.
It's like you get on the wagon.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, like a hayride.
Yeah. It's a haunted hayride, through the woods, and they'll scare you or whatever.
Oh, that's cool. I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, there's like a whole experience, right? Sometimes there's zombies chasing you.
Yes, I've done it with zombies.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and like there's this long line waiting for the wagons because the way they did it, it was like every 8 people or whatever, so you couldn't always get into your group. Mm-hmm. So she said, you guys go on ahead. I'll catch up. You know, they take you to this like little halfway point, you know, and then you get off the wagon and walk around in this like prescribed area and all that. So,
okay.
So you and your sister's boyfriend are on the first wagon and your sister's on the following wagon.
Exactly. So she said, oh, you two bond, catch up. You know, it'll be great.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always the worst.
Says Jeff. Jeff has a sister.
Yeah. Talk to this guy for a long time that you have nothing in common with.
If you're not best friends by the end of this ride, then I'm disowning you.
So the ride starts. It's fun. Their haunted legend is Huggin' Molly, they call it.
Huggin' Molly.
Interesting name.
This ghost. She was like the daughter of one of the farmers, like long, 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 long ago, haunts the place. And the deal is, like, if you're walking in the specific area in the woods and it suddenly feels real cold, then that's Huggin' Molly is going to sneak up on you and like grab you and never let you go.
Okay.
I don't like that. That's creepy. I dig it. I wouldn't go, but.
Okay. So what does Huggin' Molly have to do with? Does that have anything to do with the situation you got yourself in?
Does in a way,
Okay.
So the wagon comes up to this halfway point, and that's where you get down, and you're like walking around the grounds and like looking for the cold spot and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
So me and her boyfriend have been trying to like break the ice and just talk for conversation's sake. And at this point, I think like, ooh, wouldn't it be funny if I sneak up on him for half a sec and just go, ooh, it's Huggin' Molly, watch out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay.
And your best Huggin' Molly voice.
Yeah.
But not a bad idea.
Yeah,
I mean, they're on edge already.
That's what I would do, too.
That's the time to do it.
And so I find a tree to hide behind and then spring out and grab him. We like slip and fall into these leaves that are kind of right by there, and we're laughing and whatever, and I don't know how that happened. It just how we fell or whatever. We ended up kissing.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, hold on.
You and your sister's boyfriend?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, me and my sister's boyfriend at the time ended up kissing and not like a ooh whoopsie, like oh my bad kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, how was it?
Whoa.
It was really, really great.
Oh no.
I mean
awesome for you, terrible for your sister.
Yeah.
It was not good at all.
Good promotion for this scary little attraction.
Yeah.
You know, like, it really brings out a lot out of you.
I mean, what did you guys say afterwards?
Well, we heard the second wagon coming up, and so we, you know, had composed ourselves by the time she came up, but it was just such an awkward thing. There was like this weird silence.
Oh no.
I imagine she's like, are you boys getting along?
Yeah,
we are. I really like this guy.
I mean, did you have any signs that your sister's boyfriend was into you?
Well, when he kissed me for 20 seconds,
right.
That was a decent hit.
But, I mean, before that.
Decent
for,
like,
it's decent. Said. But for Brooke, you know, that happens with everybody. So yeah. you can't really know.
Wait, is this like a friend kiss or is this like a romantic kiss? Yeah, okay. Make out with anybody.
So what are you thinking? Are you like, are you going to tell, like, did you tell your sister in that moment?
Oh, God. So much of me wanted to. But then, like, I also didn't want to, like, crush her.
Yeah, I totally feel that.
Okay, so you never told her what happened.
We got through that, like, awkward night and, like, went out for drinks later, and it was fine. But basically, I don't know what, a week, 10 days later, she lets me know that he dumped her.
But that's okay. I mean, he wasn't obviously that into the relationship.
Well, here's the thing. I recently heard from my parents that my sister is back together with him after, like, 2 years.
Right, because this was a while ago.
So they didn't date for very long. You guys kissed. He dumped her, and now they've reconnected.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, I mean, this is obviously a really complicated situation. Why'd you reach out to us? What do you want to do with your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
So if they're going to reconnect, and it's like, I don't know, maybe if he's open to women as well, that's awesome. And, like, yeah, that's, you know, but I need to come clean and tell her if he's, like, in the closet about it. I don't know.
Okay. Do you have any idea? Does she know that he is possibly into dudes or, like, that he's
bi? I have no idea. I don't know either way.
Does she know that you're possibly into dudes?
Not possible.
Oh, she knows that I'm gay.
Yeah, okay. She's. I don't think there was a possible.
I mean, how many bombs are we going to drop on this one conversation?
Jeff's like, the real call is to yourself.
Yeah.
I think he got.
Are you aware of what's going on? Anyway, okay, let's play a song. We're going to come back.
Oh, man.
We have some advice to think of for you here.
This is a...
Oh, my God.
We may need to confront Huggin' Molly for some advice, too.
Yeah, maybe she was watching.
I know. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll tell you what you think and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this, all right?
Great.
Okay.
All right, hold on. We're in the middle of a Halloween-themed Awkward Tuesday phone call, and the question here is pretty simple. As a guy, how do you tell your sister that you made out with her boyfriend on the haunted hayride in the woods two Halloweens ago?
Simple.
It's especially weird because after breaking up, they're now back together.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, Eric, have you ever thought that the legend of Huggin' Molly actually worked on you?
What?
I mean, she didn't necessarily embrace you, but it got you and your sister's boyfriend to embrace.
You know, I never thought of it that way.
Huggin' Molly could actually be the start of a dating service, it sounds like.
It does sound like that. Swipe right on Huggin' Molly.
But we've been thinking about what advice we can give you. Brooke, what do you have for Eric?
I mean, I think the thing is, Eric, your sister's going to be most upset that you didn't tell her. That's where you need to start. Like, you just need to say, the reason I didn't tell you is because you broke up a week later. Or he dumped you. You don't have to use those words, but you know. And if I were to tell you, it was just like salt in the wound. Like, what was the point then, right? Because you guys weren't together anymore.
Yeah, it was your fault that you got dumped.
No.
Otherwise, I would have told you if you wouldn't have gone and got yourself all broken up with. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that's it?
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy about that.
I think that it'll just help. Like, it'll help her understand where you're coming from. And just, so she doesn't get hurt by this dude, right?
Yeah,
like,
because they're, my whole thing is, like, either way, they need to have a conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, if she comes at me like, no, he's straight, and then I know there's, like, a whole nother hill to climb there.
You know, if,
right.
I just thought of this. If you can find a way to get your sister to kiss this guy's sister, then
it evens out.
It's a wash. Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe we focus on that.
I like that. Let's get the parents involved on this, too. Let's make it as weird as it can possibly be.
All right. You guys are dumb.
I feel ready. Do you feel ready, Eric?
You feel ready.
I'm so excited to make this phone call now.
Of course.
Ready as I'm going to
be. Okay. I'm going to die. Don't laugh. I'm gonna dial your sister's phone number right now. And we're gonna let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, man. Good luck. We'll jump in when we feel like you need some help.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, sis.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Nothing really. I just wanted to talk to you real quick. Hey, do you have, like, 5 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, I have a minute. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Things are actually really good right now.
Yeah? Like, what you got going on?
Well, Carter and I got back together, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom told me that.
Sorry I didn't tell you directly or anything. It's just a new thing. It just happened.
Oh, like real recent, huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's a good idea? Like, is it going okay, or...
Yeah, I mean, why are you being so weird about this? You're asking me, like, a lot of questions.
I'm sorry about that. Basically, Carter's kind of the reason I've called you. I've been keeping this a secret, kind of.
A secret?
And I have felt really, really horrible about this. You remember when you and Carter were dating the first time? And, like, you, me, and him went on that haunted, like, farm wagon ride, whatever, in the woods.
Oh, okay.
You remember that? Us going on
that. That's what this is about.
What? Look, what do you mean, that's what this is about? What are you talking?
Carter already told me what happened. It's totally fine.
What do you mean he told you what happened? What did he say?
Look, it's okay. He told me, like, you came onto him on the hayride or whatever. It's fine. It's fine. We don't even need to talk about it. You try to kiss him, and then he turns you down, and it's like, I didn't even blame you.
No. Sorry, that is not what happened.
I'm not mad about it, Eric. Like I said, he's hot. I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing. It's totally fine. Don't be embarrassed.
No, but you don't understand. Like, what he told you is not what happened. We basically made out for 20 seconds in the woods. So it sounds like he's covering up of what actually happened, and that makes me really concerned. Because, like, he has bigger things to tell you now.
Eric, okay. Are you trying to steal my boyfriend? Like, what are you
doing? No, I'm serious. He's not straight. Or, like, you know, not completely straight.
You think every cute straight guy is secretly not straight and likes you. I get it. We've been here
before. I'm not around. Like, we made out in the woods, Sarah.
Okay.
After I did that hugging Molly thing on him.
The hugging what? You didn't... What?
What? Oh, my gosh.
This Molly didn't sound bad. I don't know if she remembers that part.
She's like, you gave him what?
Yeah, Eric.
Who are you? Who is this?
Yeah. Sarah, you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call with you.
Eric, what is going on? This is so weird. Who's Molly? What was that thing you just said?
The hugging Molly thing was on the hayride. That was like the spooky thing on the hayride. So, like,
is it like
sexual?
Oh, no.
It's not.
It was the ghost. It was like the ghost story that the farm was telling that you guys were on.
Although it does sound like a bedroom term now that you say that.
It really does.
Yeah.
But, hey, honey, you want to do a hugging Molly tonight?
Oh my God. Eric, no. Do you not want me to be happy? Is this why you're making this stupid shit up?
No.
Oh my God.
Come on.
You don't get it. Like, he's gay, or at least likes guys a little bit, but if you're trying to have a relationship with Carter, like, you need to have a serious conversation with him, because
no,
I don't want you to end up being some of the guy's ear.
Because my relationship with Carter is totally fine. So this is between you two, not me.
No. This is between all three of us.
Well, okay.
There's a lot of emotions going right now. But yeah. Sarah, the whole reason that Eric wanted to do this phone call to you was because he feels really, really embarrassed about what happened 2 years ago in the woods.
Right. He never wanted to hurt his sister. Like, that was not his plan. And then,
yeah, but that was so 2 years ago. Like, I'm so over it.
Right.
I'm not to be embarrassed anymore.
And then you and your boyfriend ended up breaking up shortly after this incident happened. Mm-hmm. And now that you're back together with him, Eric felt like, oh no, like, I need to tell her what happened that crazy day.
Yeah.
Just so that she knows.
He's just looking out.
And making out too.
Yeah. Eric, tell her.
I mean, sis, like, I just don't want him to start dating other guys on the sly and stuff, and then you're only going to get hurt in the long run with that kind of situation.
Right.
Eric, you're totally missing the point here. I already know what happened. I've known what's happened. So...
No, you don't. He lied to you.
Yeah.
Which is more concerning to me.
Think of it this way. Who would benefit more from a lie? Would Eric benefit more from a lie, your brother, or would your boyfriend? Like, your boyfriend is going to benefit more by lying to you.
Well, you didn't grow up with Eric, and he definitely hit on multiple of my boyfriends during high school, so this is not new.
Okay.
Again, so I'm sorry. He's just looking out, okay? Yeah. Just making sure.
Just testing everyone.
Brooke did the same thing with all of her sister's boyfriends back when they were in high school, just to be sure.
Just looking out.
By the way, the last one's a keeper. Yeah.
Great kisser. Yeah. I mean, honestly, your brother loves you, Sarah. He really does.
And he hit us up. He was so worried about making this phone call.
Right. Yeah.
Look, Eric, whatever happened, it happened. It's in the past. But you and Carter just need to get together, talk it out, squash it before Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Okay. I don't know if you want to put him and Carter together alone to talk. Yeah.
By squash it, do you mean a little hug and molly?
No hug and molly.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.